Involving of a similar name of Dishu Shera. So, Chayav brings down the Klafas Bishal, which doesn't have any holes in it, that the Diyoy doesn't over a lot, and it has holes, which the hole, which the Diyoy is not over a lot, then it could, then it's later, is nearer by Chaluka, the Shtayim, it shouldn't be able to, is like Skurk, the Shtayim, because a lot of the Shaila when it comes to the Shtayim is when you have a Ace, and it's not connected, it's when it's the places, and figuring out whether it has shiraz, doesn't shiraz, so one of the good tricks, I mean, the best preventative, what's the right word? Whatever, because the best way is you know, set yourself up for success and get a nice good clap, which doesn't have any holes which are running into problems. And the carving down, the safer make three different clothing, the thicker is for Pasha Shema, and they do it thicker, thinner, based on how the different Pasha is. Right, so there's also a good mukkah kavod. The Gemara brings down that.
Is it right to having the noyin even in perfume, right?
Chayav, all these things are right.
It said that we don't do mezonos there because it used to be they could see it from the outside.
Outside, now it is. We don't see it, so then.
It's not. Yeah. 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 Okay.
And nowadays we do it. It's the same thing. We do it inside. They do make different sizes.
They
no?
do?
That's what I heard, no? They don't do it different sizes nowadays?
Fine. Now the sukkah of mukkah gvul. So there's something go like this: that when you write a ace, the gemara means that it has to be mukkah gvul. Mukkah gvul means that it has to be surrounded by parchment, all the sides, in the middle of the dogabad, but it has to be surrounded by parchment. And this can be negaya, I guess, in three different ways. If you write a letter which ends at the end of the klaf, you know, this is your klaf, ends over here. So if you end your letter over here and there's no gvul around it, then it's going to be possible, and it's. And it's going to be possible. So what do you do in that situation. Let's say you made your hay and it goes all the way to the end, and it's all the way to the end, so recently it says moving down, just scrape away a little bit. If the lettuce still would be a hay or ice kosher by scraping away, so you just scrape away a little bit, and you know that'd be the eitza in that case. So one hyphen is that if it goes all the way to the end. Another hyphen you can have a problem looking well is more common if aces touch each other. When the aces touch each other, what's wrong with aces touch each other? There could be two problems. You know, you drink a turn and say the aces touch each other. So one problem is maybe it loses its first ace. It doesn't look like an alpha anymore. Alpha lambda turns into whatever, turns into something else. And the second possibility is not just that it doesn't, not that it changes, so it's just ace is the problem of mukkah gvul. That if it's two aces are touching, then it's going to be chesaron mukkah gvul. And the third case, which the Mechaber discusses, is if you have a klaf which has holes in it, so it's not surrounded by the klaf anymore, it's surrounded by just a hole, and therefore if you have a hole, then it's going to be a problem. That's very interesting. This halacha is only din in the Shas Ksiva. If it happens afterwards, then it's not going to be a problem. If afterwards somehow the aces get attached, if it still has a certain size, it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be a problem. And this halacha is dafka din in the ksiva. Why is it dafka din in the ksiva? The Rambam Prima Gadim says the drasha mukkah gvul is a muksaftim. That's the ksiva tamba. That different Prima Gadim says that has to be dafka v'shas ksiva, and therefore afterwards, it's not going to be a problem. If he wants the halacha v'shas ksiva, he says some kind of that the exact success of the halacha v'shas ksiva is dafka v'shas ksiva. And it's not going to be afterwards. So, around the ICS, for sure, one needs there to look as well. There's a discussion in the Yishalmi. You know, Chaim wants to make them quick about Yishalmi. What about in the ice? For example, you have a hay, or you have a lamed, and you get punched out. So, is the mukkah gvul only around the Isis or even in the Isis? So, the Mechaber brings down is Shami Mashma Gamfim Zem Mukkah Gvul. Is most told you do not need it. The Yishami says Gam Bifnim needs mukkah gvul. And the Shur brings down from the Taz and from the other Achorinim, the Paz from Gadam Shem Lavosh Shish Tachel Kishami. Wants it to be Mach like the Yishami, that the din mukkah gvul should be on. Even the inside, not just the outsides. So, Shaz, what happens if you have a hole? And we said the din mukkah gvul is when the din dafka v'shas ksiva. So, you milk your satayra, and the sefer calls you up and says, you know, or you have aliyah, and you notice that there's a little hole, you spot the little hole over there. So, now the question is, when did it happen? Was it v'shas ksiva, or was it after v'shas ksiva? When was it? So, like a pshuta, what should be the halacha? What? Yeah, but the problem is, the Sefer Torah kosher or pasul? The Shaila's on Sefer Torah is kosher or pasul. Then after we gone to, the Yisrael Shaila's on the Sefer Torah is the Sefer Torah kosher or Sefer Torah or pasul. If it's, what's the status of the tefillah on the side of the Sefer Torah? So if it's a suffix, it's a suffix in Halacha Mishmish Sinai, it's a suffix in the Sefer Torah, so it's going to be bad. The only thing is, we're down that Kipshutah, if it's a big hole, you could assume the Sefer would have noticed it. If it's a small hole, so maybe the Sefer missed it. Maybe the Sefer missed it, so then we could say that we're going to have to be machmer. But if it's going to be a big hole, Minastam, you could assume you have a Sefer Mother. That he's going to notice that.
They make them there very small, very thin. One of the cartridges is very common to have holes.
I think it holds afterwards, you're saying.
Even before, he says it's almost so thin. It's like paper very thin.
Ah, it's very thin. Basically, telling us because even afterwards, it's not going to be problem. Fine. Then he gets the whole shadow of Isis, which are messed up. So what happens when the Isis gets messed up? Kasha, apostle. So the basic cloud comes up from these two families. There are two types of Isis. There's one type of Isis which are like a Vav or a Zayin, and part of it gets messed up. So it's not clear. Sometimes you can just tell the Isis is no good. Boom. This is no good, and puzzle, and we're not thinking about the children, and it's going to be puzzle. There are some situations where it's like, we ask a child what the luck is going to be. What type of Isis? Some of the things which have like a Vav, a Zayin, a Chaf, where it's long, a Nun, if things which are long, part of it gets cut off. So now, does it still look like a Vav, or looks like a Yud? It's very short. So, on those type of Isis, when it got somewhat cut off. We're trying to figure out, did it get cut off and now did it turn into a different ice? Or is like the other ice? So we call a tinek over and we ask the tinek what the halacha is. So the Liash, they call over a tinek. So tinek said, the Rebbe vishes vesef v'zayi. The Rebbe is not better than me. Liash, you have the tmimus. tmimus inyan. And therefore, that was my with the Shakatara Liash, with the Yingle from from the Yashar Hakapanim. So, what's the side of the kid? Basically, right, it's very important that you say that. There's Sif Tezayin and Sif Tezvav. Sif Tezvav, obviously, this is a hey, which will come back soon. If it doesn't have a Shir Oistana, it's going to be a puzzle. But he says, you don't have to ask a child. Either it's good or no good. Just look at it. Is it Shir Oist? Not Shir Oist. And child is not going to be a Kriya. If it doesn't show Isaac, child can help. The case where a child is helping, where we have like a Vav and it got cut off, and you're not sure whether it still has its resource, then we're going to call the child and ask the child whether it's going to, what's the opinion of the child. Now, what type of child are we calling over? So that's he's not a Chacham, he's not a Tirbush. What does it mean he's not a Chacham, not a Tirbush? He's not a Chacham called Kach, maybe an Indian. If he's reading Kriya Shema and he knows the Indian, so he'll figure out just based on where he's holding by what it is. And therefore, I figured out. And he's not a teeper, so he knows how to read Isis. Because he knows how to read Isis, then that's going to be enough. And he can't be, he knows too much. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered a good achar. So let's say you call over the child. And so, first, what they do is when they call over the child, is number one, they show him other Isis to make sure. Because children nowadays, they don't know like with tagging, and they don't read out of their cloth. So if they're not really so bucky in Isis, so what they do is they show a kid a couple of Vav, they show him a couple of things, he gets a picture and a feel in terms of what we're dealing with, and then we see whether he knows it, and then afterwards we go ahead and show the Isis. So let's say you show it to the child, and a lot of different cases, because my son wants to show it to the child, and another child came to like, he's looking at it, he went to like, I saw that guy call me. And then one child said, it's good. I said, what do you mean? Of course it's good. I start finding two kids.
So once in this?
Yeah, they called over one, that one came over. And then, so then they called the third one. Huh? Yeah. Or what happens if the kid, this happens, and the girl kid looks at his father and goes, I don't know. Like, what happens now in terms of the ISIS? Is that considered a problem or is not considered a problem? So in terms of if the kid is misupik, the pashas adav is, it would be a problem. We're not sure, it's suffic. We're back to higher ordinance Safek, and we're not sure what the story is, and being that we're not sure what the story is, therefore Kipshuta, you're gonna have to be machmir, and it's not going to be kosher. Afterwards the kid says Yishomash Moises says, no, it's good, so then it's all shot as a kibishege, not kibishege, like, I'm sure that we make all, you know, we'll say like he just didn't have what was going on, and it'll be okay to do it. If you have a machlikis hektanim, so, Ostam, one very important thing is that if you show a kid and he says that's good ice, so do you have to go fix it? Is it long enough the bab and not? Says, yeah, this is a bab. So, do you have to go fix it? So technically, no, it's good. It's kosher. No, so two reasons why they do it. One reason they do is, okay, maybe I'll say there, Shana, you know, okay, say there. The other reason is because if next year Kriya Satara, they come along and they get the same problem and they show the kid because it's possible, then they're out. So, or if another kid comes along and joins the fine, definitely always like the second the kid says kosher, they fix right away. Make it be 100% kosher. Because if the kid comes along and is mechiria not like that, so you get yourself into problems. If, you know, therefore the minig is that they go ahead and fix
right
away.
But Terry, you can fix up either. It's not to be considered.
Okay. Say it, everybody. You want to have the shallow passes.
What do you want?
Yeah, I'm saying that. But for muscle, they, you know, they fix up right away. And they go ahead and
Basically, one kid
with
machmir doesn't it stay like that? It always
changed
from another kid.
No, so you're not supposed to ask another person. But if another person comes along and says not like that, then that could
why
make
it. Why
does
it change the psak? It already was a psak on the vote.
You say?
Whatever it is.
Because it's not a hachra, you know, it's more like a gili milsa. It's not like a, it's not a psak hachm shahira, it's a chalice psak and it's whatever. We're trying to, we have a chesaron idea, and the way we verified this chesaron idea was they told us that it's okay. So now we see it's okay. But now if somebody else is not like that, it's like Adis, right? You have Adis, so you didn't come in. We gave a psak. We're not going to say, hey, why is Adis different than a psak? A psak is a chalis psak and has a kayach to it, but Adis is just verify. It doesn't give something based on something, therefore, we say that. So if it's a chalis in one kid and another kid, so they go ahead and bring in a third kid, you know, and they would go baser really in that type of situation. Now, when you show it to the kid, there's a whole need in terms of whether you have to cover the ICS or not, because if the kid is reading it and he chaps the Indian, so then maybe he's going to chap based on he knows Shema, so he chaps based on that. But basically, it's like, well, you do have to cover the ICS, you don't cover the ICS, really, what comes out then, and it comes out, you should cover Rasha. Chaps, you don't have to cover. Magmar exam, Hashem read. No, it's kedai to cover Mashal. Final, you know, it's kedai to go ahead and cover it. If we stop in Tchis and Mikra, he's just gonna sirch and nakavazel. I feel tinnik shalom and bayis a parsha. I feel sirch achas bayis shalom at tevazu. At tevazu, you don't have to cover it. The Chacham is really called the Indian. Rechaim Sperling told us that what they do a lot of time is they just like they don't cover, but they show them backwards. Basis. Like, you know, stop for the end of the puzzle, go backward. Like, he's not going to chop like that. You know, that's a lot of times the way they do it. Now, there is a shayla, so we have a vav. Now, the vav is small. We don't know if it is a good vav or it's not a good vav. So, I have it written down. I think I wrote it. I couldn't answer it correctly what I wrote, but a kapanim. That the shayla is like this, that the yes of Yashav, when you show a kid a vav, so sometimes based on like the size of the letters, so something could change what it looks like. You have very big letters and very small vav, so maybe the guy's like, you know, it could change, right? Maybe his yuds are very, very big. This guy is very, very big, right? So his yuds are very big and his vav is small, so this vav maybe will look like good for this guy's handwriting. And copy the size. And so he said, Rav Yashi said, when you show it, you shouldn't just like cover the whole thing and show him just that one letter. You have to like show him, like say a word, and he sees like copy the ksav. What does this look like? He said, "B'di'evet." He said, "Mishum Rav Yashin," that the chur be beseder. But he said, "When you show it, the chur you should show it with the whole word, because if you don't show the whole word, then you're not getting a clear aspect in terms of what it is." Like our master, as we say before, on the right side of the say it's possible. You know, the kid can't make things kosher, and there's no tzuseis, and the bad in that situation is going to be possible. And they gave the hay, so Chava discusses really based on the Marmanachas, so what's going to be the love with the hay. And Chava says that What do you need for the hay? Do you need for the nikav regal pnimishal hay? I feel like Steinman al kosher, kosher la rash. If you have the regal pnimishal hay, even if there's kosher, it's going to be kosher. A kosher, a person, masun, from a lace cannibal, a chachi al hasa. He says the psak of all the pesukim is that in order to be kosher for the hay, both sides are going to have to have a shur ois kan. You have to have a shur ois of a yud. And how big that has to be? Is it the kosher or has to be a shur ois kan? The psak of the Rama is that loyla hakman b'chaber says that some shittas hold that it's enough. According to Rashi, it's going to be kosher. A shur ois kan is kana. V'chilcha said that's going to be the psak. And ikar din. That it has to be a full shir ois tana. It brings down tefillin mezuzahs, meaning the kesidra and the parable one on the tziruf. Then he says you can make a tikkun. Why can make a tikkun over here? It says dumita, like Pagam says by the chapshut. What's shot over there? The shot is because. Something when the ikar tzuris ois is there, even though you need a ticket to machshir, it's not kosher ketzuris. This is a very big insight. Whenever you have the ikar tzuris ois, even though you have to do some type of ticket, but the ikar tzuris ois is there, then it's going to be okay and it's not going to be possible. Therefore, if you have the hay and it's missing a chilek of the ois kana, you just have a small adat, or it's not big enough, you can go in and fix it because the ikar tzuris ois is there. And if you're able to go ahead and fix it. So, interesting, Shiloh, if you have a. What's missing a hay in a cloth, right? Hay is like this, and if you have a dot like that, whatever. A kuf, it goes down long. So there's a shot like this. Let's say I have a hay, which is very small, but the right side starts higher than the left side. You want to do the whole diagram first? Huh? It starts like that, and the dot is over here, like something like that, you know? Whatever, it's higher, it's higher and lower. But a kuf usually is bigger. So it's just a bigger thing. But here we have that. Is that going to be kosher or possible? So the shevei brings a clear right from the sugya over here. Because what do we say over here? If this side of the hay gets a hole, so what's the halacha? What does it say? If it's a shtayer, or it's tan lamal, it's going to be kosher. Even though the dot's down here. Right? Right, so here and above, it's going to be kosher. So we see that even though the one side of the hay is below the kuf, it's below the makaraya. A chlorine gishmakarei, which comes up from a thing that
you can make a mistake. I think it's a cuff.
Depending on how big, and there's a cuff has to be longer, but just like a small little thing. Then you want something right from there that's going to. A cuff also it goes under the shurish aisyas. Hey, because like hey is try this. It's in the you're running a word. Hashemayim, right? So the hey, shin, mem, yod, mem, all on the same thing. But kuf, it goes below the shur of the Isis. It's down under the shin, mem, yod, mem. Here it's in the line. In the line of those things, and therefore that's going to be the difference. What's ois ktana? As we said, in order to hate, it has to be a shur ois ktana. So the Rama says, the Halacha says, if it's ksav benini, choyra, pesach has to be ksav benini, he says. You know, it's kind of, if you write big, very small. If yours is very big, so he says, mustama, benini also works. Pesach is, at least benini, that'll be enough in order to be considered. And that's going to be okay. And by this, but hey, you don't have to show to a kid. Just like it's kind of nice. You need to get to Mechriya. In terms of the. Now, we show you the kid also, if there's a hole, you have to cover the under the hole, right? You have a hole, right? So the kid, you'd have to cover under the hole, otherwise he thinks it's through his face because he's counting underneath the hole. You have a hole, there's a hole. So you have to cover underneath the bottom because that, for sure, he's going to get mixed up and think that it's going to be like that. Fine. Sivi Zayin on did yet, or are we all?
I started.
I'll go to my night. Basically, Sivi Zayin discusses about that if ink falls on the Isis, so like you said before, Mukha Gvil is in the Shaskasiva, after it's going to be okay. But is it blood is touching? Depends. Basically, there's a concept sometimes that by touching, it can mess with the surface Isis. So sometimes you have a splotch of ink which falls down and it falls onto the Isis, so. It's going to mess up the Tzuris Aesius now, because being that there's ink all over the place, it's going to mess up the Tzuris Aesius, and then it's going to be a pasha. And the shaila is, in terms of cashing it, will be the tzur had a kasher. So we'll be pashak if anything had a kasher. Scrape it away. That would be a natural thing to do. Go scrape it away. And that's really the only thing to do is scrape it away. The problem with that is that it's something called chaktechus. More gittin, I was familiar with a little bit more gittin, second part. I was like, gittin, okay, chaktechus, chakirechus. That's when the tefillin, that's one of the big things. And they make the shin of the tefillin. So one of the big marachas of Riyasha, the Bishanish of Riyasha, the Gidmin, and David, was, you know, that to do the shin of the tefillin, to push it out, you know, life up. That you're doing it in an oifen, that you're pushing it out, it's supposed to, maybe when we do, yeah, it's supposed to, you know, so you have to be like, if you push it down, it comes up, if you do an oifen, you're pushing up, so it's, you know, it's a ganze chachma. Maybe we'll bring in, what's the name, maybe we bring in, you know, it's, we have to next week, one second. Scrape off the top of the oisius, and then, you know, that's going to be a problem, because that's going to be chachteches, and it's going to be pasta. And Kosla Chaka, Chudimas in Tavas, the Dalam Makan Reish, the Bezim Makan Gov, that's going to be a problem, and you have to do an Eifin of Ketiva.
You have to erase the whole letter and then.
Do the whole thing again. So if you're filling in, as long as you didn't go back to
your whatever then. Let's say if a piece of ink falls on the whole word. Just erase the whole word and then rewrite the whole word.
Yeah, but say, yeah, but it's a fill in, 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 fill in,